Campbell, and Farwell.
Mornings on today's Best Country, Country 106.7.
The one thing a woman can do to turn us off like that.
Walk in front of the television when the Blue Jays are about to hit a ball.
Producer Paul.
Is that what
seriously?
It is?
No, that's not what it is, you big doofus.
Well, it is in my house.
No.
Bases loaded, pitches coming in, Marnie walks in front of the television.
It's also not saying no. That's not. It should be, because no means no, but that's not even it. The one thing that we hate so much, we're talking instant cold shower. Here's the thing. I want you to work through this study with me. Because we, as dudes, apparently, are very attracted to the idea of dating someone smart. And I'll corroborate that one. I'll sign up for that. That's number one on my list with a bullet. Brains. Gotta have something between the ears. Now, walk through this study with me. Because men were asked that very question. Right? And then they formed an opinion on their prospective partner based on her having more intelligence than him. Okay, so you're in the room, you're part of this study, and you are presented with a scenario in which the woman that you are going to date and or marry is smarter than you. What do you say about her? Well, men showed greater interest in women who displayed more intelligence than themselves. We were told, as guys in this study, that we just competed, for lack of a better word, with this woman in a math test, and she beat us in the math test. We haven't met her, but we're told this is what happens. What is our impression of that woman? Boom. We give her really high scores. We love the fact that she beat us on the test. Then, the second part of the study. Same setup. You're in the room. You get told that she just beat you on the math test. And then, here's the catch, she walks into the room. The woman that just beat you on the math test, even though she didn't, but we were told that she did. Now tell us what you think of this woman. And your favorability impressions got much lower. In other words, we will tell you that we like it if you're intelligent, even more intelligent than us. But a real, live, smart woman standing in front of us is actually a turnoff. We don't like to actually meet you. We like to think that we like you better when you're more intelligent than we are. But in real life, forget about it. Do not outsmart us ever. That is the biggest turnoff we can have. A real, life, smart woman. Yeah. Really, guys? Really? We hate this? Because it happens every day, multiple times. You realize that, right? We get outsmarted by the women in our lives basically from the moment we set foot on the floor in the morning. But yet, you put us into a study and we'll tell you, oh yeah, brains. We love a woman with intelligence. Oh wait, that's the smart woman? Yeah, I'm totally turned off. So she can walk in front of the TV, Polly, as long as she's not telling you what 4 times 4 is before you can answer the question. And by the way, just in the interest of full disclosure, I'm still a tiny bit ticked off at Tracy Dietrich and Jackie Sieber, who used to get better grades than me in elementary school. Real live smart women. I'm still ticked at them.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.